It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined on the phone now by Demi Lovato. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm in LA and I'm just hanging out of my house.
Oh, great to speak to you. The perfect time to chat. I've been looking on your Facebook and Twitter and you've been all over the place recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of travel.
Well, it's been a couple of years since we've had an album from you. Obviously, you know, you had the song Up with Olly Murs a while back, but you've been, prior to that, you've been doing a sort of world tour with your last album. What was that like? How was that? Because you've been all over the place.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. And I was glad that I, you know, got to take a break in between albums because I've never really gone more than like 2 years with making an album. I've always like done them like back to back.
Mm.
So taking my time with it was really nice, and so taking my time with it was really nice.
And when you were touring, you had some British acts tour with you as well, Cher, Lloyd, and Little Mix. What was that like touring with those girls?
Super sweet girls, and I enjoyed listening to their music every night.
Yeah, you seem to get on. I remember chatting to Cher, Lloyd a while back about this, and to the Little Mix girls, and they all seem to get on so much with you.
Yeah, they were super sweet. They were really, really super.
And it's great to have you back now with this fifth album. And the first single, Cool for the Summer, off it is fantastic.
Thank you.
What with the theme of this song and stuff, I thought I'd ask you the sort of favourite things that you like to do during the summer. What's the one thing you have to do whenever summer comes round?
I have to lay out by the pool and just enjoy the summertime over here, whether it's in LA or anywhere. I love warm weather, so I make sure that I get a chance to soak up the sun a little bit.
Well, that's good for you. As a pale-skinned, ginger-haired bloke, I normally am just going to be found in the shade whilst you're doing something like that.
Got it.
And you were on the X Factor USA panel a while back with Simon Cowell. What was that like being a part of that show? You know, like you've grown up in the industry. What was that like then, you know, helping other people get into it almost?
It was really great to be able to help people, you know, move towards their dreams. And it was really great. It was a great experience. And I learned a lot. And it also made me want to become a better artist, because the notes I was giving to other people, I started, you know, critiquing myself and thinking, well, if I'm going to tell these people how to perform and how to sing, I got to really step up my game.
And what was it like being on a panel with Simon Cowell, and how was he sort of met by the American audience?
Well, America loves him. They love his character.
Mm.
You know, that he is. He, you know, says it like it is, and it was great. He was professional. He was fun. So, had a good time.
And mentioning the X Factor, obviously it's still going here in the UK, and it's had a bit of a judging lineup change. Would you ever consider coming to the UK and being a part of the judging lineup if that opportunity ever came up?
As much as I love the UK, I don't know if I would go back to doing X Factor, only because I think it was one of those things where it was a great experience, but you know, I've moved on from it, and I'm a homebody, so I think it would be hard for me to be away from my family for so long.
And especially if you're talking about loving the summer and the weather, being here in the UK when they're filming it in about August, you would not get the sort of weather you're hoping for.
Got it. Good to know.
And we've had a new judging lineup here in the UK. Obviously, Nick Grimshaw and Rita Ora have been added to the lineup with Simon and Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini. What do you think that's going to be like? Because obviously, you've been a part of a judging lineup change. What do you think that'll be like here for the UK audience?
To be honest, I don't really know. I don't think I know enough about the panel to really make any comments. I think that's a question for Simon.
I suppose so, yeah, it's a very good point. I mentioned the fact that you've been away. I saw how much you've been loving Australia and going and visiting all these different places. Where's the best place that you've been to on this world tour? Where's the one most memorable place you went to?
I don't ever really like to, you know, pick out specific places, only because other countries will get mad, like I'm not even kidding. But I had a really great time. I got to see some really cool things in Asia. Australia was great. And it just, I always have fun whenever I whenever I tour, because I try to get out and I try to see stuff, do some sightseeing, and really experience the culture of wherever I'm at.
And will we be seeing you coming back to the UK anytime soon? I know you've got some huge fans in this country as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be coming back very soon.
That's very good to hear. I couldn't get over when I was reading some of the information about you, all the stuff that you do. Obviously, you've got all your music stuff going on and the touring and what have you. You're a businesswoman, you're an entrepreneur, you're an author now. How do you find the time to do all these things?
I think it's a matter of when you are passionate about certain things, you make time. So, I have really great people around me, a great team that helps me manage all of it. And I trust it with, business decisions as well, but I'm very, very hands-on. So I just think I'm the kind of person that is just never stops, really.
Mm. It strikes me that everything you do as well, whether it be, launching a product or providing a service or making some sort of company, it's all driven by your passion for it.
I think that's how it should be with everything. You know, if you're not passionate about the business choices that you're making in life, then things start to feel like work. And the great thing about being passionate about everything that I do, I don't feel like I'm working all the time.
And with this new single, I was wondering, we're in the middle of the British summer here at the moment, or in theory, despite the fact that the weather might not be necessarily showing that. But what are your tips for this summer? What would you say to people who are planning their summer holidays or about to go away? What would be your big tips for this summer?
My big tip, listen to Cool for the Summer on repeat all summer long, and it'll totally make you have the best summer of your entire life.
That is a very good piece of advice. Demi, it's been lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And let's stick on your new single, which is out on Friday. Go on, Demi, introduce it.
Hey, guys, this is Demi. I'm so grateful to be sharing my new single, Cool for the Summer, with you right now. Here it is.